With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been a frightening accident in Westport, New York.
A man was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after he walked into the room wearing a large chain necklace. A 61-year-old man had entered an MRI room while a scan was underway at Nassau Open MRI. The strong magnetic force drew him into the machine by his metallic necklace. Police said the incident resulted in a medical episode that left the man hospitalized in critical condition. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump has filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch a day after the newspaper published a story reporting on his ties to wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit was filed Friday in federal court in Miami. It seeks at least $10 billion in damages. The move came shortly after the Justice Department asked a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in Epstein's sex trafficking case. A plane bound for Detroit's Metro Airport was diverted due to an unruly passenger trying to open an exit door mid-flight.
A SkyWest Airlines flight from Omaha, Nebraska to Detroit made an emergency landing in Iowa after a passenger fought with a flight attendant and tried to open an emergency door exit shortly after takeoff. The 23-year-old man was arrested after the plane safely landed in Cedar Rapids. The flight was then able to travel to its original destination in Detroit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A lawyer for the maker of the video game Call of Duty argued Friday a judge should dismiss a lawsuit brought by families of the victims of the Robb Elementary School attack in Uvalde, Texas, saying the contents of the war game are protected by the First Amendment. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 142 points. This is SRN News. The governor of New Hampshire vetoes some family-friendly bills.
Republican Kelly Ayotte has rejected measures that would have allowed parents to challenge pornographic books in the public schools and opt their kids out of mandatory vaccines with a religious exemption. The governor also vetoed legislation that would have kept males out of female restrooms and locker rooms and off of girls' sports teams in the schools. She also killed a bill that would have required students to learn about life in the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he's convinced the Coca-Cola company to begin using only cane sugar in their drink instead of corn syrup, and that will make things a bit easier on Orthodox Jews during Passover. The Orthodox don't eat corn during the annual celebration and so had to forego Coke or seek out bottles of the limited-run kosher version during that time. In past years, Jews would hurry to stores in hoping of finding the special sugar-sweetened Cokes during Passover. This is SRN News. An extreme athlete has died in a crash in Italy.
Felix Baumgartner, the first skydiver to actually fall faster than the speed of sound more than a decade ago, has been killed when his paraglider hit the side of a swimming pool. Baumgartner was born in Austria and became known as Fearless Felix. He stunned the world in 2012 when he became the first human being to ever break the sound barrier with only his body after jumping from a capsule 24 miles over New Mexico. Jason Walker reporting.
Oscar-winning lyricist Alan Bergman has died at 99. A family spokesperson said he died late Thursday in Los Angeles. Bergman teamed with his wife Marilyn for an enduring and loving partnership that produced such old-fashioned hits as The Way We Were. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.